To anybody during this, never dial the number 380500790584. My name is Finno God, and this is my story. So basically, I had found a new phone on the ground a few days ago near my home at Tama Pro in Finland. Now, since I have been living on food stamps for a year after moving to Finland with my immigrant family, my old phone had started malfunctioning after I had accidentally downloaded the Jimbo virus from Discord, which had been filling up my phone with one-shot Nico Shota porn, making it unusable. Now, when I got home, I decided to boot up the phone. I noticed that it was called the Chatty Phone, but I brushed it off and decided to boot it up anyways. It seemed normal at first, but then I checked the gallery and was disturbed by what I saw. It was all images of some fat gay Amerimutes asshole, beheaded nigger babies, buff gray men on giant flies, and AI videos of the wholesome trans woman Junko Furuta. "What the fuck?" I exclaimed to myself, being horrified with what I saw. Wanting to take my mind off the disturbing imagery I had just seen, I decided to check what games this nigger had installed. I was fucking mortified when I saw it was all Troonslop, like Ultra Kill, Limbus Company, Fundamental Paper Education, Deltarune, Omori, and One Shot. My head was spinning, but then I saw Clash Royale. I thought to myself that I could maybe get my mind off all of this by playing a classic childhood game. I decided to boot it up and check what deck the earlier owner was playing. Then I saw that he was playing 3.0 X-Bow. I was absolutely enraged. How dare this Clitticell play this absolute dog shit of a deck? This had sent me over the edge, so I decided to go into his contacts list to tell everyone he knows what a Clitticell he is. But then my eyes came upon a peculiar contact. It had a me as the profile picture, and the name was saved as Daub Do Not Call. Curiosity got the best of me as I decided to call this number. Now, after calling the number, I heard incomprehensible yelling and what sounded like an approaching missile before hearing an explosion and the phone hanged up. I thought that would be it, but then I heard the doorbell ring. It was the me in his profile picture, somehow in real life. I noticed a bunch of flags and a ward on his shirt, most notably the Ukrainian flag, the trans flag, and a couple of awards saying things such as posted SNCA again, leaked a flood that drowned all of Japan, moral fagged again award. Next to the me was a man wearing a sweat-stained shirt with the infamous pedophile flag alongside a couple of trans pins and a name fag reading Parlo. I noticed that he was wearing thigh highs and a collar and holding the imi on a leash. I was disturbed by this, so I asked the men what they were here for. Before I could finish my question, the Ukrainian MI started yelling at me, calling me a foodist and a fail troll after his body began convulsing violently and he had transformed into a pig. The man with the groomer costume started caressing my cheek and calling me his little femboy Shota before molesting me. After 20 minutes, the men had left, so I thought that would be the end of it. That was until I heard a portal open next to me. It was glowing red and had an eerie glow coming from it, but before I could free a fat hand, dragged me into the portal. As I opened my eyes, I saw that I was in the worst possible place ever. Kiev. I noticed that a bunch of Russian cyborg nigadroid soldiers were shooting at me because they were obsessed with me. So I decided to open Telegram and start LARPing as the Minister of Energy on Putin's Rusagram, which soothed the droids. Then they started kneeling before me. I was confused at first, but then realized they saw me as their leader. Well, I can't let them down now, I thought to myself, as I started to tell the droids where the power plants were located. Suddenly, the power went out from the entire country, and I saw a midget figure approach me at great speeds. It was the me from earlier running towards me. It pounced on me like a feral animal and started saying, "That's it, buddy. I was downloading changed porn off E621, and you cut my power down, amigo. It's time you pay. Before placing a bike pump into my mouth and beginning to inflate me like a balloon. This isn't good, I thought to myself, already ready to die. However, then I remembered my phone. I decided to boot it up as a last resort, and went to Pixverse to make AI videos of the MII doing embarrassing things such as getting blacked. Now he stopped inflating me and started leaking immensely, the leak hitting like a tsunami and destroying buildings and sending people across the country. I am currently writing this as I am floating on his leakage. I am not sure how much time I have, but I need to remind you to never call Dobkun.